That's same number 123, 123 in the white book. Praise God. What does the Lord have for us today? You come to a meeting like that, I wonder what the Lord's going to say to us today, and who he's going to use and how he's going to work. That's always been very exciting about camp meetings. I remember as a young person, I'd always come to the meeting excited to find out what Jesus was going to do in that meeting. I knew it would be different than the one we had, and never disappointed. Praise God. God.
Each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand he leads the way. And with each breath I whisper, I adore thee. Oh, how blessed to walk with him each day. Each step I take,
Lord, that we're never alone, that you walk with us, you go before us, Lord, you prepare the way. We thank you that today, Lord, that you are ordering our steps. The steps of a good man, woman, are ordered by the Lord, that he delighteth in his way. Oh, Jesus, we thank you that today we can walk with you. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to lead us to green pastures and still waters. Whatever that may mean for each one of us, Lord, but you're going to nourish us and strengthen us, and you're going to work in us, Lord, that which is pleasing to you. We welcome that, Lord. We invite you to come and have your way in our life. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with us last night about laying down our swords and just opening ourselves up to the will of God. And Lord, today we want to do that all day long. We praise you, we acknowledge that you're among us, and we praise you for all that you're doing and going yet to do. Bless down in the village, bless in the cottage. Lord, every moment, let God work in uninterruptedly. Lord, in meeting, out of meeting, when we're alone, when we're fellowshipping together with others, let us be under the constant ministry of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. You've given us another day of life to find you, to serve you. And so we want to do that with all our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, when we sing, "This is the day the Lord has made," it means that the Lord gave me another day of life. It's not talking about the calendar. It's talking about the fact that Jesus gave me another day. He woke me up this morning, and he's given me a chance to get to know him better today. Praise God. If I realize that's why God gave me this day, then I can give myself to that call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's also sing "My Sheep Know My Voice." That's also in this white book. Something about the sheep and the shepherd. 56. Thank you, Brother Paul. The Bible tells us that when he puts his sheep out, he goes before them. I was trying to illustrate that one time, and I took a banana, and I cut the banana before I peeled it. I cut it inside the peel. You know, I'm turning into my father, I find out, and all the tricks that he taught me when I was little, I'm doing now to all the kids in school. So whenever they have a banana, I like to get a pin or a paper clip, and I stick it in their banana, and then I pull it down, and it slices the banana inside the peel. And I do that in a few places. Then I come over and I show them that this banana has already been sliced. And they can't imagine that. They examine the banana. It's a complete banana. It hasn't been peeled. And then lo and behold, as I peel the banana, here's one slice, and here's another, and here's another. I say, "See, someone got here before you did." Well, that's a very crude illustration. But, you know, sometimes we worry about the future. There are decisions that are coming our way that we have to make, or people we're going to meet, or situations we're going to find ourselves in. And sometimes we worry and we worry. And then when we get there, we find out Jesus has been there already. He took care of it. It's all sliced in perfect bite-sized pieces. So I like to think of that. Jesus, you go before me. I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to worry about the future. You're there already, and you're preparing things so that I can meet every challenge by the grace of God and glorify you. Okay. So next time you eat a banana, thank Jesus that he's gone before you. Amen. 56 in the white book.
My sheep know my voice, and I take, they follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and come at my call, but a stranger's voice do not know. My sheep know my voice, and day by day they abide.
Pastures of grace.
Let's thank him for that. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful shepherd. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Jesus will walk with me. He will walk with me. He will talk with me in joy or in sorrow. Will walk with me, he will talk with me, he will walk with me in joy or in sorrow, today and tomorrow. I know he will walk with me. Praise God. Let's sing that also. Say again, please. 303 in the hymn book. Thank you for getting me out of the valley there, Brother Paul. Jesus will walk with me down through the valley. Jesus will walk with me over the plain. When in the shadow, walk, when in the sunshine. If he goes with me, I shall not.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
go before each one of us, Lord. We're not going to stay a pilgrim camp forever. And Lord, while we're here, you're down there also preparing a pathway for us. Here you're equipping us, Lord, and coming to us so that when we go back home, we'll be able to meet the challenges that we face in God, by the grace of God, by the power of God. And so, Lord, where there may be any fear or worry about what's ahead, Lord, we pray that you'll bring us into rest and confidence, trust. Lord, you go before your sheep. You prepare the way. You lead them. You're with them. And we thank you for that, Lord. Make that real to us today, Lord, we pray. Do it for the young people as well. You know the difficult situations some of them face. But Lord, if they belong to you and you're their shepherd, oh God, you'll take care. You watch over your sheep, protect them and keep them. So help us to trust you to do it, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One time I was living at Pilgrim Camp, and we were in a meeting, and the gardeners talked about a certain subject. The Lord led that way in the meeting, and then they came and they laid hands on me, and they prayed for me. And the Lord began to speak through them by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he gave me some advice. And it didn't seem to apply to my life just then. I mean, I took the advice, and I thought about it from time to time. I wrote it down. I prayed about it. But a number of years later, I found myself in a situation, and I remembered the word that the Lord spoke to me here at Pilgrim Camp. And so I found my book, right? I looked it up. And as I read those words that were spoken to me here, they were perfectly tailored to the situation that I was in now. And it was such a help to me. It was a help to me to know that Jesus already knew that I would find myself in this situation a year from now or 2 years from now. And if he knew about it, then I can trust that he was preparing me to deal with it. And the words of wisdom that were given to me were like an anchor that I could hold on to. And again, it was as though Jesus was talking specifically about this time in my life. And it was a great help to me because it was a difficult trial. And I needed that reassurance that Jesus was here. Jesus knew. Jesus had done something for me to equip me and to help me to get through the difficulty that was before me. I remember when they laid hands on me. I think it's the first time it ever happened to me. But I suddenly broke down and cried. I mean, like something opened up in my soul and something was dropped down inside and then I was closed up again. It's happened to me just a few times. And it wasn't emotion. It wasn't that I was tender or thinking about how sweet Jesus is and starting to cry. I was listening to what they had to say, and then boom, poof, it just seemed like God just put something into my heart. And I guess I could say I wouldn't be here today if God didn't help me through that time. And so it made me realize, wow, Jesus works in us in meetings, not just to help us in our present need, but he might be doing something for you that you're going to need for next week, 6 months from now, a year from now. And some of these truths we can apply over and over again. They're principles that we can live by that help us to be what he wants us to be. And so sometimes you might be sitting in a meeting and you say, well, what does that have to do with me? Brother Kenny's talking about stuff that
I don't know. I'm not in that situation. I'm not married. Well, Monday maybe you will be married, and maybe God wants to do something to bless your marriage and make you a good wife or a good husband. And so I've learned in meeting to listen to everything and don't say, well, that's not for me. You know, we can think of people that it's for, right? When they talk about certain things, oh boy, I'm glad he's here because he needs it. Or I wish she was here because she really needs it. But the Lord's talking to you. You're here. And so maybe you need it more than you realize, or maybe you will need it one day. And so we learn to listen for Jesus, and whatever's said, whether we understand how it applies to us or not, we say, Lord, if you see that I needed to hear that for some reason, I just want to thank you. And I just open my heart to you. Praise God. Amen.